This is Akashvani, the news, read by Ashok Ojha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said, health for all is one of the main pillars of his government's resolve, Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas. The Prime Minister, while laying foundation stone for the Bageshwar Dham Medical and Science Research Institute in Chhatarpur district of Madhya Pradesh this afternoon, said this institute will offer free treatment to underprivileged cancer patients. Mr. Modi said this institute will be built on 10 acres and in the first phase, a hospital with 100 beds facility will be ready. The cancer hospital will be equipped with state-of-the-art machines and specialist doctors.
कैंसर की दवाओं को और सस्ता किया जाएगा। अगले तीन साल में देश के हर जिले में कैंसर डे केयर सेंटर खोले जाएंगे। डे केयर सेंटर में जांच भी होगी और आराम करने की सुविधा भी होगी।
Criticizing the comments made on Sanatan Dharma by some political parties, Mr. Modi said that there is a group of leaders who make fun of religion and keep abusing our festivals and traditions. As part of his three-day visit to Madhya Pradesh, Bihar and Assam, Prime Minister today reached Madhya Pradesh, where he will also inaugurate the two-day Global Investors Summit 2025 in Bhopal. Tomorrow, the Prime Minister will travel to Bhagalpur in Bihar, where he will release the 19th installment of the PM Kisan scheme. Prime Minister Modi will then head to Guwahati to attend the Jhumoir Binondini 2025 event. Prime Minister has said India is rapidly carving out a robust identity in the field of artificial intelligence. In his monthly radio program Mann Ki Baat on Akashvani today, the Prime Minister said the people of India are second to none in adopting and trying new technologies. He said he was pleased to note that the world praised India's progress in this sector during his recent visit to Paris for the AI Action Summit.
हाल ही में मैं एआई के एक बड़े सम्मेलन में हिस्सा लेने के लिए पेरिस गया था। वहां दुनिया ने इस सेक्टर में भारत की प्रगति की खूब सराहना की। अब जैसे तेलंगाना में आदिलाबाद के सरकारी स्कूल के एक टीचर थोड़ासम कैलाश जी हैं। डिजिटल गीत संगीत में उनकी दिलचस्पी हमारी कई ट्राइबल लैंग्वेज को बचाने में बहुत महत्वपूर्ण काम कर रही है। उन्होंने एआई टूल्स की मदद से कोलामी भाषा में गाना कंपोज कर कमाल कर दिया है। सोशल मीडिया पर उनके ट्रैक हमारे आदिवासी भाई बहनों को खूब पसंद आ रहे हैं।
He expressed pride that the country witnessed the launch of ISRO's 100th rocket launch last month. In today's Mann Ki Baat, Prime Minister also spoke about India's vibrant flora and fauna. He said Asiatic lion, hangul, pygmy hog and lion-tailed macaque are not found anywhere else in the world. Mr. Modi noted that many animals are also depicted as vehicles of gods and goddesses. The first session of the 8th Assembly of Delhi will begin tomorrow. Newly elected members of the House will be sworn in on the first day of the session. The election of the Speaker of the Assembly will also take place tomorrow. On the second day of the session, Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena will address the House and the CAG reports related to the work of the previous government will also be presented. Meanwhile, senior Aam Aadmi Party leader and former Chief Minister Atishi has been chosen as leader of opposition in Delhi Assembly. The Legislative Party meeting of the Aam Aadmi Party MLAs in Delhi was held today. A meeting of BJP Legislative Party is scheduled to be held today. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta today met Union Home Minister Amit Shah at his residence in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that the people of Delhi have shown unwavering faith in the leadership and public welfare policy of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He added that keeping their trust intact, the tenure of Rekha Gupta as the Chief Minister will definitely take Delhi to new heights and will fulfill aspirations of the people. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy, Pakistan were 222 for 8 in 47.1 overs a short while ago against India in a high-stakes Group A clash. And that is the end of this news bulletin.